This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Tomorrow is the birthday of Anne Frank, the young Jewish girl whose diary, written during her years hiding in an attic from the Nazis, continues to inspire readers. Fellowship staffer Caleb Burrows joins the program today to share the story of the woman who helped the Frank family and who preserved Anne's diaries after her capture by the Nazis.
Born in Vienna, Austria, Hermine Miep Santreschitz was taken in by a Dutch family after the First World War and the starvation that came in its wake. Miep went to work for a Jewish man, Otto Frank, and she and her husband, Jan Gies, became friends and frequent guests of the Frank family. The Franks, including their daughter Anne and other Jews, went into hiding in a secret annex above the business in July of 1942. Miep was in charge of collecting the list of what they needed each morning. Miep's husband, Jan, was a member of the Dutch resistance against the Nazis, and he would visit the annex with news and with books for those in hiding to read. When the Frank family and the other hidden Jews were betrayed and arrested, Miep tried to bribe the Nazis into letting them go. She was unable to do so and returned to the annex brokenhearted. She gathered up Anne's journals and kept them hidden in her own desk drawer. After the war, Otto Frank returned to Amsterdam to learn that his wife and two daughters had died during the Holocaust. Miep had kept Anne's diary, though, and presented it to Mr. Frank, saying, "This is the legacy of your daughter."
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.